What a wonderful blessing it is to have these little children come before us and sing their praises to our Heavenly Father. Our first group will be the 3 to 8-year-olds. They'll be led by Sister Tammy Wessel, and they're singing 4 hymns. Be careful, little eyes. Jesus loves the little ones. Isn't he wonderful? And behold, I stand at the door and knock. May the Lord bless this service.
Jesus loves the little ones that eat, eat, eat. Jesus loves the little ones. give them back.
What a blessing. What a wonderful blessing. You know, those experiences bring goosebumps and tears to our eyes. What a wonderful place to be seated in the heavenlies. Our next group of 9 to 12-year-olds, led by Nathan and Jamie Austin, will sing for us three songs. Number one, give of your best to the Master. Number two, Jesus, my Lord. And number three, Father, I adore you. 9 to 12-year-olds choir, Nathan and Jamie.
Jesus has sent me this man, Lord.
Something I've always thought about is the importance the brethren have in play with our, in our children's lives. You know, my youngest daughter is 26, my oldest is 34, and as I said, I remember them being up here in the three-year-old group. And it's such a blessing to have your children grow up amongst the brethren and come to these conventions and have this privilege and opportunity to sing and raise their young voices to the Heavenly Father. And they see our children grow up and love the Lord. It's a wonderful thing. Our next group is the group of children that Brother Doug Ross and I have had the privilege of working with. And I've had opportunity to visit the different classrooms and the different age groups of the kids. And these kids are incredible. Their behavior and their desire, their motivation and their love for the truth and the brethren. It's incredible to experience this. It makes me think of this Proverbs 22nd chapter, verses 6. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. We give this to our children. We see it every day in our lives, and what a blessing it is.
These are not children. These are young adults. They are very mature beyond their years and spiritually minded, which brings us much delight. Our rehearsals for the choir were marked by periods of great joy. And they would like to share that joy with you tonight. They've been practicing hard. And the theme behind their presentation is our Christian journey. What journey could start better than with that attitude of mind that wants to bring a little kindness to the world around them? And in that, it's really a somewhat lonely journey. Not everyone is concerned about others in this world. I think that's a remarkable Christian trait. And so we are wayfaring strangers. But don't worry. The train we're on, this train, is bound for glory. And when the saints go marching in, what a grand and glorious day that will be. And all we'll be able to say at the end of the way is, what amazing grace has brought us here. Thank you.
This train is bound for us.